105.5 WDHA, the Rock of New Jersey. Hey, welcoming to the WDHA Coors Light studio, my new best friend. I feel like we're like best friends forever, don't you feel like that?
Absolutely,
we're chatting for a couple of minutes just about music and stuff. John 5 is here. I really wanted you to come in.
Well, I really wanted to come in as well.
I'm so happy that you were able to do it. You've got a show tonight. You had one last night, right?
We have one every night.
I know, it's crazy.
Since there's no vocals, there's no singer that's, you know, needs a rest on their voice, because I'd be playing guitar in the hotel anyways.
That is true. Tonight you're at the Debonair Music Hall in Teaneck, so we want everybody to get their tickets and go out for a great Friday of incredible music. And I think the reason I wanted you to come in, you are such an interesting guy. I feel like the Bugs Bunny sketch. John 5's monsters are such interesting people. There's just so much going on with you. You know, most people might know you from your work probably with Zombie, I would think, you know, because New Jersey loves Rob Zombie and the band.
And Rob Zombie loves New Jersey.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure, of course.
There's definitely that love affair. But you are one of those guys, and I said it to you when you came in, you're such an innovator, and we love to have those innovative artists. And when I say that, I'm not just blowing smoke, but you're like one of those guys. You're always doing something, and I feel like we haven't even caught up yet. Do you know what I mean?
There's a lot going on, and I'm just so happy because, you know, when you're a kid, you always have a idea of what you want to do or what you want to be. And I always played guitar. I started when I was 7, but I never dreamt of anything like this at all. I'm being honest.
And you can do kind of whatever you want. You're writing, you're playing with people, you're creating sort of your own little model, if you will, business model for the music business, where you're releasing your music how you want to. Like, you have a new record, Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really matter for me to say, so when is Invasion coming? You're releasing things as you want to sort of release them and kind of making your own rules. As an artist, has to feel good.
It does, because I'm releasing a song a month with a new video, and that keeps the record alive for most of the year. Because nowadays, you know, it's lucky if you get a month of trying to keep a record alive. So it really works well for me.
Now, there's just so much as we sort of rewind a little bit for you, because you've had such a long and varied career. You're a Michigan guy, right?
Born in Grosse Pointe.
Yeah, Grosse Pointe.
In the tough town of Grosse Pointe.
There's so much great music, though, that comes out of Michigan.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just a really, really musically diverse area. I'm going to go all the way back and say, who really was it for you? When you were a kid, something moved you. I know
Absolutely.
There are a lot of things that move you, but what was the one thing where you sort of are like, I feel like I'm in love now?
Absolutely, and that's a great question. And I knew exactly the moment and the time that it happened for me. And it's a very odd answer, but I'm very honest all the time. And it was the TV show Hee Haw. And I was watching it with my dad, and there was a little boy on there, and he was the banjo champion of 1976. And I was 6 years old, and I was watching this kid go crazy on the banjo, and I was so shocked. And I was in, this was just a few years ago, I was on YouTube, and, you know, you're in the hotel room, and I found that exact scene that changed my life forever.
Wow.
Yeah. And
did you get that feeling again, too, when you were watching?
I did.
Yeah.
And it really was an incredible feeling. And they were doing a song called Orange Blossom Highway, and I do that song in my set at the show.
How amazing. John 5, by the way, and the Creatures. Your band.
Yes.
So when you first started, who kind of helped you to sort of get your push? I kind of read that it was Rudy Sarzo. Was it Rudy?
Rudy Sarzo saw me at Gazzari's in Hollywood. And, you know, this was when Whitesnake was like God, you know, and we were playing, I think this is 1990 or something like that. So we're playing and, you know, there's nobody in the place except for Rudy and his wife. No, I'm not exaggerating either. So our singer was like, okay, we really got to be great. Rudy Sarzo's here. So he runs down, and we're playing the first song, and he runs down. The singer bumps his head really hard coming down because it's dark, and he grabs the mic, and all this blood is coming down from his forehead.
Not part of the show, by the way.
Not part of the show. So he looks, and he's like, all this blood is all over him. And he goes, guitar solo. So I go into this guitar solo, And Rudy thought this was all part of the show. And he's like, this is incredible. This is what an amazing show. So he took me out to eat and said, let's, you know, start a band. And he really helped me a lot. He introduced me to everybody. And
yeah, you started playing with everybody.
Yeah, with everybody. And I was working right away after I met him. It was Salt and Peppa and, you know, Wilson Phillips and
Lita Ford. You played with Lita?
Everybody.
And then you joined too with Rob Halford.
Yeah, and I joined too with Rob Halford.
What was that like, being a young musician and all of a sudden you and Halford are in this industrial metal band?
It was very, it was weird because Rob was like I didn't even think he was real because his voice was so perfect every night. But when I went to go meet him the first time, I flew to Arizona. And I always take 2 Reese's peanut butter cups with me when I fly. And the flight was very short. So I put one in my pocket and ate one. When I got to his house, sat on his couch.
Oh, no.
And I didn't even think of it. And I swear to you, you can ask him about this. It was a white couch and I'm sitting on it. And I thought, we're talking. I'm like, I'm a little hungry. Oh, no, that candy bar's still in my pocket. So he said, true story. He said, do you want something to drink? I said, absolutely. You know, and so he left and there was chocolate all over.
Oh my.
So me being, you know, like I was like Bruce Lee. I turned that cushion around so quick.
It's so funny.
And he's like, and years later I told him about this and he said, Johnny, I really thought it was the cat.
Oh, that's great.
It's a true story. So
that's
ask him about it. Anybody
story.
Listening, you can ask him about that.
And he's such a super dude too.
Unbelievable. His voice was perfect every night. And Trent Reznor, you know, he helped us out on that record. It was wonderful.
So, yeah. So then you go from there to, I'm trying to like figure it out, you know, in addition
Manson,
to like, right, to
yeah.
Manson.
Or David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth's
yeah,
band. You
yeah.
were with David Lee Roth, who wanted you in the band.
That's right. Yeah.
Crazy.
And it was great. You know, we recorded great music together and we're still super friends. You know, I talked to him, you know, quite a bit still, and we recorded another record that's not released yet, so you know, maybe we'll release that one day. It's a fabulous record. And yeah, he's just he's my hero. You
wow.
know, Van
yeah,
Halen.
You'd said that.
Yeah,
said that.
I mean, of course, I love these guys. And actually, I'm going to play with Michael Anthony at the Whiskey on this tour coming up. So
very nice.
Yeah,
awesome.
I love those guys. They were my heroes.
Awesome.
Still are.
I want to play something.
Okay.
From your new record.
Okay.
And this is the song that definitely has, there's a lot of earworming going on here.
Yeah.
Because I played this. And when I heard it, and I was like, oh, my God, I just kept saying all day, I am John 5.
And that's a talk box, like, because I don't sing, obviously. It's this thing, you know, like that plugs into my guitar, and I speak it through a microphone, but it's all a guitar. It's like that Peter Frampton thing.
It's yeah, this, I love it.
Yeah, so it's pretty
I love
neat.
It.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so listen to John's playing. It is just off the charts. It is incredible. Check this one out. This is I Am John 5. Told ya. All day long, that's what I'm going to be saying. I am John 5. I am. And let me tell you something. John 5, by the way, live in our WDHA Coors Light studio. You got to see the animated videos that go with the tunes. You have, like, the animator extraordinaire putting these things together, like the Disney guy.
Yeah.
How'd
so
you get him?
This guy, he came to me. He was at a meet and greet. And,
of Zombie?
Of mine, my
of
soul.
Of yours?
Thing. Yeah.
He's a fan.
He's a big fan, and his name's Brett Boggs, and this guy, he's like, oh, I'm an animator, and I was like, I would love to do a video like this, and I was explaining it to him, and he's like, oh, great. And, you know, this guy does Frozen, he's working on Frozen 2 right now, and he Wreck-It Ralph, all, you know, everything Disney, and...
yeah, he's the guy.
He's brilliant. So
see,
he,
now, but now I know why they're so good. Because he's a fan.
Yeah.
So you didn't just get a guy to do it who didn't really have a vision and didn't really know what the music is about. Now we know why it's so good. He's a fan.
He's brilliant. So he's done 2 videos, one called Zoinks, which is kind of like Scooby-Doo-esque, and then this I Am John 5 one. And we've had special guests in the videos, like in Zoinks we have Susan Olsen, Cindy Brady, who
yes,
I love.
Yes, I saw
Brady
that
Bunch.
In Zoinks. But wait, I love in I Am John 5... You've got one of my favorite guys in there.
Yeah. Butch Patrick.
Wait, and he's
Eddie
got the
Munster.
Wolfie doll.
Yeah, Wolf, yeah.
Which is so cool.
Yeah, it's so great, you know. So I was like, oh, you got to have Wolf in there. So it's wonderful, you know. So everybody's, you know, all my friends are like, oh, I want to be in a video, you know. So it's a lot of fun. We're having a really good time. And what's most important, I'm so glad that people enjoy it.
And the thing that I wanted to ask you, too, is how important is it for you as an artist to really keep that sense of music alive for these other generations? I mean, look, you want that kid that you were seeing the kid playing the crazy Eddie Van Halen banjo.
Yeah, right.
To look to you or one of these videos or something and be like, I want to do that.
That's what's most important to me, is inspiring people. I do this for the love of the guitar and the love of music. You know, I'm playing these small venues, and I just do it for the love of the guitar and the love of music. And people can see that, and they can see my face, how happy I am and to talk to these people and everything. So it's and they know it's true, and they know it's genuine.
Guitar guru. I was gonna call you guitar genius, but yeah, you're so humble.
Or just guitar player.
No, you're beyond that. Joe, our photographer, he could be like a guitar player.
Yeah.
You give him a guitar. You're beyond that,
thank
John.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hanging out with us. I want to talk about some of the guys that you have worked so closely with. First, we were just talking a little bit off air about Rob Zombie, and you were saying, God, he's just such a ball of energy to be out with. You guys seem to have this tremendous connectability. It just seems like when you guys are out on the road together, and I think I filmed with him and you were backstage, and it was the only time I ever had it was years ago, interaction with you. I was wearing a Paul Stanley shirt.
Oh,
and I remember
nice.
You were like across the stage and you were like, hey, I like that shirt.
Yeah, right.
And, but you guys seem to work together so easy. There seems to be an ease to it.
There is. We're very, very close. We're all on the same bus. We're all in the same dressing rooms, but there's multiple dressing rooms, but everybody's in the same dressing room. We're always together. We always go to catering together. And we're just the best friends, you know, and it's wonderful, like, because we're up on stage and we'll be laughing and we'll be having a great time. And it's real. It's like, because like, and I was just talking to him when I was driving up here, and I said, it's going to be great to get back on tour and to, you know, be just messing around and having a great time and laughing. And it's like a heavy metal, you know, summer camp.
Yeah, heavy
it
metal
really
summer
is.
Camp with
it's
all your buds and stuff.
It's so much fun. Nothing says, you know, fun in the sun like Zombie and Manson, that's for sure.
On tour. And I'll tell you the thing that I was like, when I was backstage, I was like, man, look at all the props and everything are just so incredible. I was tiptoeing around things.
It's a
massive
like, this is show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome. And I also wanted to talk to you. You told us a really great story off air about helping Steve Perry do something. How did you hook up with Steve Perry? So you were on the new Steve Perry record, and it was funny because when we interviewed him before we even started the interview, he said, guess what? Guess who's on my record? John 5. And he was all excited to be playing with you. I think you sort of legitimized him to this younger group of people, maybe a heavier crowd of people. So how do you get a gig playing on a Steve Perry and writing with Steve Perry?
Well, I wrote with you know, I was in Katie Lang and did all these other different styles of music. And my agent, who is very close to Steve Perry, was like, oh, you have to write with John 5. He's worked with Rod Stewart and, you know, all these other people. And he was like, I'd love to meet him. So we got together and we became like fast friends that just had so much fun together. And we wrote a bunch of great music together. And it was just such a magical time, because I was sitting like, you know, maybe a foot away from him, and his voice is the exact same, because we would play some Journey stuff and warm up. And his voice, it sounded exactly the same. It's unbelievable, that guy. And when he talks, it kind of sounds like
it. So does.
Yeah. It's that thing. But what a great person and a voice from God, that's for sure.
Yeah. And he is. He's a super, super guy.
Super guy.
And you said you were hanging out at his house and like somebody came to deliver like a fountain or something.
Yeah.
And he had nobody to help him move it. So you're like moving this fountain.
This huge fountain, and his driveway is like just this hill, and it's just me and Steve and this delivery guy. And it takes, you know, like probably 6 or 7 guys to move this massive fountain up this driveway. And it was the hardest thing I think I've ever done in my life. I was sweating. I was like farting. I was like, I couldn't help myself. And I was like pushing this thing, and we're laughing. But what was so funny about it is we couldn't stop because we were right in the middle. If we stop, it would be like Bugs Bunny when we got, like, you know, flattened. And
now, did you ever think, though, when you're, like, in high school or junior high or whatever, Journey Records are out and they're, like, the biggest band, I could possibly be moving a giant piece of something for outside up Steve. I mean,
absolutely,
does this flip
you
out ever? Yeah.
I absolutely did. That I never thought I'd do anything in music, but I knew that
You'd
I would be moving a fountain
Steve
up
That's
Steve
That's got to flip your head out, though. Yeah. That's crazy. It's just crazy.
Yeah, he's great.
I wanted to play the song, too, that you wrote and played on the Steve Perry record, if that's cool, because I think it's such a beautiful song, and your guitar playing, I think, really just makes it so full and rich. I mean, it really makes the song. And when you go, if you Google it, and you can always see in the comments, you know, and people can be so brutal in comments.
Yeah.
But everybody in the comments for this particular song is like, man, John 5 really makes this song. Well, and there's something to be said for that.
It's very nice.
So I thought we would play it. I don't think we've ever played it on WDHA before, but I want people to hear it. And I want people to hear, you know, something that's a little different than what we've played before, the, you know, the zombie stuff and the solo stuff. This is Sun Shines Gray. It's Steve Perry and, of course, John 5. I did that for John 5 because I know, do you have a Kiss collection? Do you collect a lot of things?
Well, I have an Instagram called Knights in Satan's Service.
Yeah, I love that. Remember back in the day, too.
Yeah, now
that was what
I
Kiss
started,
stood for.
Yeah. January 1st, 2018. Now, every day I post a piece of my collection and I've never missed a day. And it's, you know, it's past, it's your birthday, and I'm still have not missed one day, and it's only 73 to 83. So
wow.
It is, yeah, I have one of the largest collections out there.
That's
so
crazy.
It's wonderful. And
nice
when
and Satan service.
When the guys come over, I'm like, oh, don't go in this room. The cats are in there, you know, because I don't want them to, you know, think I'm like have
the
all this.
The cats are
stuff,
in there.
You know?
I love that. And you've written with so many people. We talked, you know, briefly, but you had mentioned, oh, yeah, when I wrote with Skinner and I wrote with Hailstorm and I wrote with, you've written with people, too, that are very kind of non-traditional. You wrote with Ricky Martin.
Yeah, I love Ricky Martin.
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
Filter.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about the dirt. Tell me. Now, I had Chris the Kiss fan in the All Request Lunch Hour called in and wanted two. So I gave him two. We did Do You Love Me? And then he really wanted to hear Motley's The Dirt. Otherwise, I'd pop that in now. Did you co-write that with you and Nikki? Been working together a lot.
Yeah, me and Nikki were just like best buds. And we're always like, you know, we'll either be at the mall or, you know, doing. And we do the weirdest stuff together. And we have such a great time. And we, of course, we always write songs for fun. And we do that. And so we were writing the songs, and he's like, oh, that kind of sounds Motley-esque, and, you know, we should write some songs for the movie. And so we're messing around, and we work so well together, and we just wrote these really cool songs. And I think we worked on The Dirt for like 20 minutes, and he came up with, you know, just give me the dirt. And, you know, we worked on the music together, and we had so much fun. Then we went riding bikes or something like that, you know, bicycles, not
right,
motorcycles.
Right, right.
So we like ride around in his, you know, community on these bikes, and we're all tattooed and looking all weird and stuff, giggling. But yeah, I wrote, there's three new songs, and then they did a cover of the Madonna Like a Virgin.
Right, which just hit today, and everybody's sort of like commenting on that.
Those
That's
guys,
really cool.
I love them. I love those guys. I'm really, you know, Tommy's great. I love those guys.
Yeah, they're wonderful. Motley.
Yeah.
So this is even a silly question, but what do you want to do? Is there something that you've always wanted to do that you're sort of like, you know what? I think this may be the next John 5 chapter.
To be honest, I never dreamt of anything like this. I didn't even think anybody would ever know my name. I just wanted to be a session musician and play and just go home at 5 o'clock every day. And so I never dreamt of any of this. So anything that comes along, I'm so honored and privileged and happy. And so whatever comes around the bend, I'm super psyched.
I love the way your career has kind of unfolded too, because it was sort of like just one thing after the other. And then I met this person, and then I played with David Lee Roth, and then I met them, and then I it was like crazy.
I mean, it's wonderful. I'm just so, I couldn't be happy. It's like, you know, I couldn't have dreamt this, actually.
Yeah.
I couldn't have dreamt this. So I couldn't be happier.
Oh, really, you know what? I just found out, too. So why do I love you even more than I thought I would? You're an animal lover.
Oh, my God, do I love animals.
How many cats do you have?
I have 4 hairless cats, and they run the house. So we have to, you know, they really run the house. So they have their own room, and they have everything they want.
Those cats are living the dream.
Oh,
those cats are living their best life.
Oh, my God. These cats are so spoiled, and now I'm not joking. Okay, this is a true story. I will be sleeping, and they love to sleep on me, but these are hairless cats, and they are very hot. They're like 80, 85 degrees.
Wow.
So when you have 4 of them sleeping on you in July in California, it's terrible. So what I'll do is I will have to get out of bed, and they will take my spot, and then sleep on my spot, and I'll go, you know, in the other room and sleep. Just to get so, because I'm dying of sweat.
That is hysterical.
You know?
So you're not getting out of bed to get away from the wife because you snore or anything. You have to get out to get away from the cats.
Yeah, and then they'll follow me. And then they'll sleep on me in the other room. And I'm like, but I love the cats.
They
love
you.
They're amazing. Yeah.
I love you. I've had such a great time with you this hour. I cannot thank you enough for stopping by the WDHA Course Line
Studio. I'm so happy you invited me, and I'll always come back.
Will you come back and hang with us?
I'll come back tomorrow.
Awesome. Awesome. I have to come back tomorrow. Debonair Music Hall tonight for John 5 and the Creatures. And definitely got to check out the website and get all of the new music. Invasion is the new record. It is so cool. And man, we're just really grateful and happy to have talent like you, John 5, out there these days, because we certainly need
it. And thank you for you for doing this and rocking everything. You know, it's so important, and the people love it.
Jersey, you will find at Debonair tonight is Rocktown.
Yes.
People love to rock.
And we love coming here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.